You can watch or listen at your convenience. It's on the internet. Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet. You could even go back to the thing we published January 27th, and it's still there on the internet. If you want to see where this whole thing started, if you want to see our third guest, you can.
Wait,
do
we've
that.
Been publishing since January 27th? Hi, I'm Cammy Chaos.
And I am Rick Tarosi. And we, as you know, are mildly interesting people. That's why every week...
You go. Do it. Yeah, do the
rest. I was just going to say, every week we find somebody far more interesting than us to hang out with us and entertain you.
Yes,
but as you can see... Whichever side that person is usually on, it's just us this week.
So, Rick, who do we have on the show this week?
No, that's it. We don't have any. It's just me and you. Cammy, will you please introduce our guest this week?
I would be delighted to.
Cool.
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But he's very grumpy.
Okay.
Great. He's a grumpy little octopus. But wait, we have two guests this week.
Now, who?
Because we have this cute, sweet little octopus. I don't know his name either, but look how happy he is.
Great.
He's really happy to be here.
So basically, we did have a guest, and then we were like, we still have a guest that we're going to talk to. But we were basically like, look, hey, whoa. Take a minute, take a beat. Breathe.
We're
You don't need to keep churning on all the guests. We haven't had any mildly interesting celebrations recently. Like, we hit a lot of numbers early on, and we were super excited. We would record things and celebrate those mildly interesting things that happened, and we haven't
milestones.
Had a few of those. Whatever.
Mildly interesting and milestones.
And so we decided that we would make one up, which was the middle of our current season. We've had 10 guests this season. We'll have 9 more because we're wasting this episode with our, because we're providing this special,
special
episode. It's not even a holiday episode. It's just a special next on a very special, mildly interesting people.
I'd like to point out that we did just have a holiday yesterday.
This is the Labor Day special.
This is our Labor Day. Late Labor Day special.
Daylight Labor Day special.
We took Labor Day off.
Yeah. So
we took a day off. What are you going to do?
So, Cammy, what are you looking forward to in the second half of Mildly Interesting People season 2?
I don't speak French?
Clearly, neither do I.
That's French, right? I'm not. Yeah, that's
sure.
French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really feel like you're putting me on the spot here. I didn't know.
What
we
did
were
you like
about
the first 10 guests?
I didn't know we were going to talk about any of these things. You're just.
What
this
are
is
we
worse
supposed
than
to fill
what
time
my plan.
With?
My plan for the show was to trick you into being the guest. My plan for the show was for you to do the whole thing and then for you to be like, Cammy, who's our guest this week? And I would be like, wow.
Yeah, wow. We didn't do any work whatsoever.
I did do some work. I did do some work on this. And I have brought to you one of my very favorite, most amazing humans that I've ever known in my entire life.
Whatever.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to edit this part out.
Yep.
But
I don't
know.
I don't have time to edit because we're recording with like 12 hours until it needs to be
posted.
So
why don't you, let's do this. You tell me we'll start with what we have done. What has been your favorite thing? Or just even something, I don't want you to have to play favorites. What's been something really special that we've done this season that you felt was really special?
I just feel like we're kind of getting to a format that works. I will say you know, not a lot of people listen to the audio version of this, but like the audio version is pretty good. Like comparatively, like I listen to other podcasts and I listen to our audio version objectively, often critically, because I'm like, what do we need to improve? Like, what's
you're just critical of your quality? Stuff, though. You're not critical of my stuff. You're not critical of me.
I'm critical of everything. And no. So it's not bad. Like the audio podcast is not bad.
Good.
Like it's listenable.
Is it good?
It's you know, it's not bad.
Is it mildly interesting?
It's mildly interesting. And let me, here's
that's
the
what
hack.
I strive for.
Here's the hack for listening to our podcast. Are you ready?
Don't say that you can listen to it on double time.
Double speed. Double speed is the key because we talk so slowly. Like I'm most guilty of that. Just like my questions go on and on. And people are like, I know there's a question in there somewhere. And it's like, nope, not yet. I'm still explaining my question. I'm going to talk about it some more. But on 2X, great show. Great show.
For those of you listening on 2X, he just did like a hand signal that meant that's good. And I find it absolutely ridiculous that he did that hand signal talking about the audio version of the show.
Well, it's because I'm trying to convince the people watching the video to go listen to the audio.
I worry about the audio on double time because I'm afraid I turn into like a high-pitched, squeaky helium
voice.
No,
the pitch doesn't change. The pitch remains the same. It just goes by. No, it just goes. It just goes by more quickly.
Okay.
And I also have one. I have a podcast app that, whether you've edited or not, the podcast app takes out the pauses. So anywhere you pause, it removes that pause while it's playing back.
So if I were to pause right there, it would take it out and then it would sound like I never did.
Yep. Just keeps going and going. It's
kind
smart.
Of amazing. That is smart. My favorite. Now we'll do the best things about what we've done and then we'll move on to what we're looking forward to in the future. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm going to reflect on what I've liked best about this season. And I think for me, a big part of it is consistency and comfort. The consistency part of it, that's not really on me. Rick, you've hustled your ass off to make sure that we are consistently releasing content. And I'll be honest there, like apparently we release content every day. Is
pretty
this
much.
True?
Like yeah. Every once in a while we don't, but there's at least something most every day. Yes.
So I appreciate the consistency that you've brought to this because before we started this adventure, we really talked about the fact that I was not comfortable launching a podcast unless I knew that we could be bringing the content on a consistent and regular basis, even though consistency is not necessarily my strong suit.
Yeah.
So it's been really exciting to the more momentum we get, the more consistent we get, the stronger that feels. And that is giving me this like sense of comfort and playfulness. And so when we bring guests on, I feel really, I feel like, hey, I've just done this 20 times. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to talk to these people. You'll notice I didn't pick a favorite guest because I think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah. I think we need to be cautious. There's consistency and comfort level, and then there's formulaic podcasting. Which
do you fear that we have become formulaic?
I think we could. I mean, I think we could test some new stuff. Like, I think what we're doing is works, and you know, it is great. But I think you know, I wonder. I could always improve my editing. I could always like do other things with the content, like add more B-roll or add more, you know, like cutaways or those kind of things. And I wish I had
Of additional cameras.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's critical for this thing, but, you know, shooting different kind of content rather than just constant talking head stuff. Like when we do our usual celebratory videos that aren't us sitting in front of a computer talking at a camera, like those tend to, people tend to like those. So I would just say, I think we should expand our horizons a bit in terms of the type of content we're creating and, you know, still delivering what you tuned in for or accidentally stumbled upon.
He's not talking this. To me right now.
Yeah, like you watching this right now or listening to this right now, like what you're still delivering what you came here for, but also, you know, freshening it up, zhuzhing it up here.
Zhuzh. Get a little zhuzh. I like to zhuzh things up.
Keep it interesting.
Mildly.
Mildly interesting with people. So yeah. So middle of the season, hooray, we did it. We made it through to the middle of season two. This will be episode 31.
Or at 11, depending on how you look at it.
Well, yeah, but I just count.
I just really like the number 11. It's my second favorite number. No, it's my third favorite number. Yeah. What's your favorite number, Rick?
I don't know. I
thought it was like
10.
13 is one of my favorite numbers for sure.
Cool.
I thought about getting the number 13 tattooed on me. I think about getting the number 13 tattooed on me all the time. I'll probably get the number 13 tattooed on me at some point.
Cool.
In case there's some trivia.
I won't.
For the show. Who's more likely to get the number 13 tattooed on their body? Cammy or Rick? Stay tuned.
Question.
And find out. It's not a real question. It is a real question, but. All right. So next
rhetorical question.
We've talked about the things that we have liked about this season.
Yep.
Or at least we've mentioned one thing each that we liked about this season.
Yep.
What are you looking forward to?
I don't know. Yeah. Again, like just, I would like to experiment with some more stuff. I'd kind of like to go back and like, we've figured out a way to generate
in time. You want a time machine?
Yes. We figured out how to generate
I don't want to fuck with the space-time continuum, Rick. I reject this idea.
All right. Well, anyway, we figured out how to generate long-form content that seems to be working. We're able to chop that up into short-form content. I would kind of like to go back to some of our original content from season one and find some short, maybe start doing like a throwback Thursday or something to call back to some of the
find some gems. The
guests we've had previously that didn't get the attention they so richly deserved simply because we hadn't really figured our stuff out yet. But they still said some great stuff that deserves to live on in short soundbitey snippety forms.
Mildly interesting snippety history.
Shorts or moments. There could be mildly interesting moments.
I like that.
Yeah, if you don't know what a mildly interesting moment is, there's shorts or what people who catch snippets of this show on Instagram or Facebook see as reels and think that they're listening to our entire podcast, which is just composed of 30-second clips, apparently. And then there's this stuff, which is long form, you know, usually 20 to 45 minutes of content, sometimes upwards of an hour, depending on whether we can get the person to shut up. Or I'm sorry, that's not really what it is. It's whether we get really into the conversation and are talking.
Actually making it's horrible no matter what. If they won't shut up, then they talk too much. If we're not into the conversation, then it's somehow also a bad thing. You're giving away all these bad secrets. What are you doing?
No, I didn't. I said sometimes we go down a rabbit hole with someone and it winds up taking an hour, whereas other guests were like, we know what we want to ask this person. They're very like you know, some of our guests are just like, boom, I have an answer for that. Like, I can present that in a very succinct format. I know what I'm talking about. I've talked about this a lot. Here's what I have to say. And those wind up being episodes that run like 45 minutes because we're like, oh, we wanted to talk about all this stuff and we got all through it. And then there's a guest every once in a while that we wind up like going off on a tangent that we didn't expect. And suddenly we're an hour in and we're like, oh, we gotta shut this down.
So here's the thing. This is the problem. I have appreciation and respect, and I love the guests that come on and know exactly what they want to talk about, and they talk about exactly what they want to talk about, and everything goes scheduled, boom, boom, boom. But mm-hmm. I am like a little chaos gremlin. I crave those other conversations. I love the serendipity conversations. I love a rabbit hole. I want more rabbit hole conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them. I thrive off of being like, I had no idea, and tell me more. And that has happened sometimes with folks that I don't know at all. And then every once in a while happens with someone I do know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, whole new world. And I'm not going to sing that song. But the second I said whole new world, I wanted to start singing the song from The Little Mermaid.
When we do that, we may like it. My concern is that maybe you, person watching, are not even getting to that content. You know, like when it's a really long episode, like it's rare for somebody to watch the entire episode. I mean, they might listen to it. They might listen to the entire episode, but like from what I can see statistically, like it doesn't matter if it's a 45-minute episode or a hour and a half long episode, like it's the same. People watch about the same amount.
I don't want to make that. I like recording the rambles. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want us to be. I think that we should keep all of our episodes to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And if we happen to record an hour and a half of good content, then it should be a 2-part episode. Have we thought about that?
So no, because that's more work for me. We have not thought about that. Maybe you have, but I've been like, no, I'm doing enough work right now. It's an hour long episode. It's going to be an hour long episode unless there's some glaring error in
then
it.
Then I think I should get to have a timer, and that we should set the timer. And then when the timer goes off, I should be like, okay, stop talking. Everybody, pay attention. Time for the mildly interesting questions. We're going to go now. Question number one. I can't remember what the question number
that's
one
right.
is.
Right but honestly, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we could record for half an hour. We could record for an hour and a half. People watch 8 minutes.
Oh.
Period.
I thought you were saying they watch 45 minutes if there's 45 minutes and 45 minutes if there's 90 minutes.
No.
Yeah. I have no control over what these people are doing.
Right. And on the podcast, I have no idea. Like, I can only tell that they've listened to an episode. I have no idea if they listened to the whole thing. And so if you want to let us know, if you're like, yeah, I listened to the podcast and, you know, I put it on in the background and I listened to the whole thing, or, you know, I can only listen for about 20 minutes before I doze off. It's fine. You work hard. I have dulcet, soothing tones coming through the microphone that put people to sleep. It's cool. We get
All right. Here's my concern with what just happened. You're a very negative, pessimistic kind of guy. And what I asked you was what you're looking forward to for the rest of this season. And I have no idea how we got where we got, but you dragged me down with you, dude. So will you please reflect on what are you looking forward to for the rest of the season?
I'm looking forward to this person, you.
Me?
You watching. No, this person
watching.
You. Okay. You who are watching right now, I'm looking forward to you finishing at least this episode. So thanks for sticking along as long as you have. Like, one, you, just you. You're the only one. No pressure. But just finish the episode. And, like, fast forward. That's fine. Just like finish the episode. I feel like you're
putting a lot of pressure on the person when I'm just asking you to think of something that you're happy about.
I know you asked me what I was looking forward to. I'm looking forward to somebody finishing an episode.
Okay, so how about this? I'm asking you what you're looking forward to about our activities with this show, what we're doing with the show. Don't put your stress on the other people. He doesn't mean to stress you out. He doesn't mean to make you feel responsible.
Other people?
This person. Hi, you right there. Not you. You are Rick. You're you.
Maybe Rick.
I mean that there person. Are a lot of people named Rick. It's side note, Rick has a really hard time watching television programs with main characters named Rick. Doesn't like it at all.
It's true. Because I always think they're talking to me. But the other characters. I'm not terribly bright.
he's kind of smart.
I don't know what I'm looking for. What do you mean? I just like doing the thing. There's nothing I'm looking forward to. There's like great people that we're going to get to talk to. There are conversations we're going to have. All that stuff's great and expected. Like there's nothing where I'm like, I'm super looking forward to our Christmas special where we're bringing the Wookiees and the Ewoks to the stage.
Christmas special. Are we doing a Halloween special?
And I don't know when this Halloween. What day does it fall on?
It's a weekday. I don't know which day of the week, but
what really?
I know it's between Monday and Friday. It's a day of the week. It's not a Friday. Oh. It could be a Thursday. It's Monday through Thursday. It's not a weekend kind of day.
If it's a Thursday, we could do a live. But
well, then I wouldn't be able to hang out on the front porch and give candy to the trick-or-treaters and watch my horror movies. Of course you would. You
have
to
just get up from the episode every time the doorbell
rings. Could we just record it on the porch? No, because that would be violating the privacy of all those cute little goblins and angels that come to the porch. Okay.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to something really specific. May I share?
Okay.
Are you going to ask
me? Please, please, please share.
There has been discussion of us doing an on location somewhere episode. We're going to try to go and record somewhere, not here, and at a different place. And I don't want to spoil any surprises, but I'm really looking forward to taking the show on the road and like doing something outside of the ordinary.
Cool.
You seem concerned that I'm excited about that.
No, I automatically go into production. Mm-hmm. Like, how are we going to do that? Like, how are we going to edit that? Like, what are we going to do?
Who's we?
It's the royal we. I've been playing too much Katamari. Yeah.
Yeah. I do have to say this, I'm drinking a new to me kombucha and I'm not going to tell you what it is. We don't have a kombucha sponsor. It's not local and we don't have a kombucha sponsor. And I like many different kombuchas, but this one it's very tart. I like it very much.
It's pretty good.
So if I keep making this face, that's why.
Cool. Do you have anything else to talk about this episode? We could keep this one really short, even shorter than our live that nobody showed up for. That's the other thing we've learned is that
no one shows
you don't like live content, which is fine.
But, I mean, you might like live content and we just didn't schedule it for the right time for you. Is that possible? Can you let us know?
Possible.
I mean, maybe we were interrupting your dinner.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wanted to interview Rick Trosi today and he doesn't seem down for that. So
no, not in the mood. I am in the mood to get rid of this glare. You listening to the audio right now, you can't see this, but there's some annoying glare coming off my cheek.
You should keep shine sheets at your desk.
Oh, I know. I've been told. Thank you.
I want to tell the people who are listening and can't see a secret too, because now you got to. Hey, I got new glasses, but you can't tell because you're listening. But I think they're really cute. And I also think they're the most colorful glasses I've ever owned.
Nice.
So just imagine me in really colorful glasses, and you'll also be completely wrong about what it looks like that way.
Not because Saul Colt level colorful glasses.
Is he, you know, he wears some good glasses. He does.
Uh-huh.
All right. Nothing else?
Nope. Just wanted to take a break from the rush and rat race world of podcasting to take a second to celebrate halfway through the season. Got a bunch more guests coming up just for you. We've handpicked them for you at their freshest, their ripe guests or something. I don't know.
No, the ones that aren't, we haven't picked them off the vine yet. We just know exactly where they are. We know where they are. We're watching them develop. We're watching them.
We're waiting for them to be at their most interesting before we
pull
them from
and
the
then, mind. And then we'll, and we might put a little bit of salt on them because.
Or maybe salt. It's like a fine wine. Maybe they need to be picked and then aged.
Maybe we need to bottle them.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So thanks. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here.
We do. It's true.
We appreciate you taking the time. We hope you have found these folks as mildly interesting as us. But
we ideally
hope you found them even more interesting than us.
Before we go, I just want to ask if people can weigh in on a question that I've had. Rick asked me this question last week, whether I like peanut butter or jelly better. And it's caused some conversations around our home, but also it's caused some conversations out in the world. And I feel like it's something that people really engage with. And so what I'm curious about is, it's not even peanut butter, it's other nut butters. Can we ask you, will you tell us? Like, can you rank your top three nut butters for us and tell us like what they are and what the rank is? Like, so number one would be like the best nut butter. Number two would be the second best. Number three would be the third best. Rick is looking non-impressed with me right now, but this has been weighing on my mind heavily because I know what my answers are. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
And does Nutella?
I thought we already asked that question, but okay.
No, we didn't. Did we ask people to rank butters for us? And does chocolate hazelnut spread count as a nut butter?
Well, it's hazelnuts.
But it's chocolate.
So yes, that's like saying does sunflower seed butter count as a nut butter? Because it's a seed.
Right, but I wouldn't count chocolate sunflower nut butter. Nut butter. nut butter's funny. We could be done now. I just wanted to say nut butter a few times.
Okay, cool.
One of us is in a much more joyous mood than the other.
Shocker.
It's Rick. He is so happy right now.
You can't tell. I'm really keeping it bottled up, but I am fucking jubilant right now. this is a wrap. It's not a production meeting. This is an actual show.
Can you do the thing where you tie it up in a bow with a cute little ribbon?
No, there's nothing to really tie up. I kind of did it in the middle. We've had 10 amazing guests. I hope you've enjoyed each and every one of them. I hope you found them as wildly interesting as we find them, or at least as mildly interesting as us. And we have more specifically for you, as I was saying, handpicked or something. So they'll be coming up once a week. We publish on Thursdays. So audio in the morning, video in the evening. But you can watch or listen at your convenience. It's on the internet. Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet. You could even go back to the thing we published January 27th, and it's still there on the internet. If you want to see where this whole thing started, if you want to see our third guest, You can
We've been publishing since January 27th?
Yes, I believe so. I think that's when we published the teaser. It was around then.
Well, I think that I'm going to start doing more sneaky household recording content. I'm just going to start filming you with the iPhone and then sending
That'll
it to you.
That'll be weird. Not like we're filming this with the iPhone right now.
And then I'm just going to send it to my editor and he's going to make some magic.
I hear he's bored out of his fucking gourd. So
he is very bored and he doesn't work very much. So
no,
I'll give him something to do. It'll be great.
Cool. All right.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. We hope you come back for more when there are actually interesting people on the show.
Let me know how you feel about nut butters.
Yeah. Had to just wedge that in one last time. All right.
Thank
you for coming. We're going to shut this down and we'll talk to you with a guest next week.
My name's Jody.
Farewell.
Bye.